You're listening to Island Life on Waiheke Radio, our weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues. And in just a moment, we're going to be talking to Miles about his new musical project, Cruddy. So let's take a listen to this. If you want to check it out, you can go to cruddymusic.bandcamp.com and you'll find all of his new stuff there. This one is called Returning Home, The Ballad. That's Cruddy with Returning Home, The Ballad. It's a very gentle kind of nice little piece, and the creator of that is Miles Gillette, who's with us now. How are you, Miles?
I'm good.
Hey, your microphone is funny, so I'm going to swap you over to this one here.
All right.
Check, check, check.
That's altogether better.
Now I'm in stereo.
Yeah. You might want to pull it down a little bit. It's cool. To crane your neck so much. All right, so this is a kind of a new musical direction for you, Miles.
It is indeed. This all came about due to the fact that I'm having back surgery next month, and sort of it's been about 10 months on a waiting list, and it's finally going to happen, which I'm relieved about. When the back pain came on, we had to sort of put Oyawa, on the side, and I had to sort of put my drums back in storage and needed some sort of stimulation, really, to get me through the day, or else I would have just lost my mind. I pulled out the old iMac that was in storage that I love, and just got to work, really, and started playing with a lot of the pre-programmed sounds and loops that were in there, and that was the inspiration. That and probably an album by a guy named Barry Adamson, who did an album called Moss Side Story, which is sort of a soundtrack that doesn't really exist. And so that album's very inspirational. His work is inspiring for me. So, yeah, I didn't know where I was going to go with all this, but, you know, the sounds in the computer and my big Korg piano at home, I just, yeah, that's it.
So, I mean, I suppose that track didn't really indicate it because, you know, because it was very kind of a ambient piece. But, you know, being a drummer, when you're coming at music from a different perspective, I mean... that kind of sense, that, you know, the sense of rhythm, the sense of momentum, the power that comes from drums. What did it mean for you when you were approaching making music without the ability to kind of have that in the background there?
Well, it's a nice change, to be honest. I love bands like Sigur Rós and even old Cocteau Twins stuff with, you know, very little drums at times. So, I like a little bit of every type of music out there. So and to be honest, piano is probably my favorite instrument, that and bass. So it's nice to sort of change it up, really, and explore my interest in songwriting on a arranger and a composer sort of way. You know, I'm good at that. My dad was always absolutely amazing at it. So I feel I've got that in my bones, and I've never really had that opportunity to use it up to now. I've just sort of sat on the drum kit and come up with my piece. But, you know, even that, I found myself a bit of a control freak when it came to arranging with Oyawa. I mean, Nikki could tell you the little fights we've had throughout our rehearsal years. It's just given me a chance to explore something I've always wanted to do.
Yeah. So you're thinking that, you know, once you're through your surgery and recovery and so on and back behind the drums, that this will be something you continue on with?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I bought this piano a couple of years ago now with the intention of obviously using it, but this being my sort of retirement gift, this is how I'm going to go out. I'm going to be on this piano, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, physically, I won't be able to play drums forever. But this piano is absolutely magic and what it's done to me. You know, I mean, I'm writing, for all the cruddy stuff, I'm writing all the bass lines and everything on this piano and recording everything in a very lo-fi sort of fashion in the bedroom there. I've got no tricky equipment. It's all very lo-fi, and I'm cool with that. You know, it's the content, it's the arrangement, it's the song. Not so much the production. Yeah.
So, I mean, I think one of the features of your music, and I think even if you're drumming, is probably a fluidity. You're not a drummer who's just kind of pounding out a 4-4 beat.
Sure.
When you're writing this material for Cruddy, I mean, how's that differed from, say, your contributions to, you know, to bands like Oyawa and so on? You're taking a different approach into the song craft?
I'm always up for a challenge, as far as creating and also listening. I need a challenge. So I find myself, everything's rhythmic in a sense, because I am good with rhythm. However, I'm always challenging myself as far as, whether it be sound bites or rhythms or whatever. I'm always trying to find things that... by the books, they wouldn't work. However, I'm gonna push it and push it and push it, and see if this rhythm works with that rhythm. This piano pit works with this bass line. These notes work with these notes. I'm always coming up with a challenge for myself and also for the listener. I've never been too keen on mainstream music. However, I do recognize a good pop song when I hear it. So, yeah, but no, I need challenges. So I'm always trying to create something somewhat different. But yet I, you know, back to rhythm, I always seem to want a flow. I want it listenable, you know. I don't want to make white noise. I'll leave that to the Dead Sea and many other bands. But I always have a sense of rhythm underneath everything I do.
Yeah, even back in the punk days, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So we're gonna play another track, and this one is Ramble On. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this?
Well, this one obviously picks it up from the last one you just heard. I've always been inspired by this soundbite that I heard many, many years ago. And I don't remember if it was on Led Zeppelin's Song Remains the Same or if I just found it on some random site. But it was when the band was on tour and they put their tour money into a safety deposit box, I think within some bank. Anyway, it got stolen. And there was a lot of shit went down with the cops and everybody else. So in this song, I use some of those sound bites. It was time to bring them out. It was time to incorporate them into something. As far as the rhythm goes and everything else, that was just finding a drum beat on this computer and finding other little bits and pieces that worked with it. And it's what I came up with, really.
Yeah. But yeah, and I suppose, like, you know, as I was saying before, I've always kind of thought of you as a very kind of fluid and kind of melodic kind of drummer. So when you're working with these preset beats, you're finding yourself, I've got to twist that in some way. I've got to do something to it.
I'll tell you how I twist it is if I kept everything on 120, it's actually a bit mainstream and a bit dull. So what I'd find myself doing is I listen to these rhythms that are quite cliche and quite, you know, whatever. But if you pull that drum beat down from 120 down to 87 or something, you know, just 87 is a random number, it changes radically and becomes quite interesting. And then you throw everything else in at that tempo, and you've come up with a whole different world. And this is what I mean about pushing things. I'm constantly, you know, oh yeah, it's a pretty mainstream drum beat. However, I'm going to play with the tempo a little bit. I'm going to play with effects, you know, and next thing you know, I've created something, you know, interesting.
Yeah. So, well, let's take a listen to Ramble On, and then we might come back and have a bit more of a chat after that.
Cool. We'll be right back.
Listen to Ramble On by Cruddy, which is Miles Gillette. Miles is with me.
I'm back.
You're back. So, you know, you've been talking about how, I suppose, this project came about as a result of you being injured and having to have some time out. Would you have done this otherwise?
Well, as I was saying a little bit earlier, I've always wanted to have the time, the physical time and the headspace to be able to do something musically. And I haven't had that. I've got a family, got a partner, I've been working full-time all my life. So this situation came up and for the first time in my life, I've actually had time to actually create. There's lots of things I've wanted to do throughout my life and have the time to do it, and this has come up, and this is what's come out of it, and I'm proud of it. I'm very passionate about it, and I've got 5-6 songs in the queue ready to come out, so it's exciting.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you about that. I mean, it seems to be a relatively prolific project. I mean, you've got, well, up online at the moment, you've already got 6 tracks up, and that's all been over the period of only a few months, really, isn't it? Yeah.
At the moment, I'm releasing one a month, and sticking to that schedule. In fact, sometimes I can't wait to get the next. I've got 2 weeks to wait, and I'm sitting there. Oh God, I want to release it. And my thoughts on releasing is I'm over the industry and trying to work with the industry and trying to come up with release schedules and things like that. Now that, as we know, now that we can sort of do our own thing on the internet, why can't we release something once a week, once a month? I mean, obviously, you don't want to cram too much stuff down people too quickly. My thoughts are I'd rather have a large volume of work out there than to sit around and wait for a release schedule, hoping that I fall into some category and somebody likes me. And I'm over that. I've got so much so much up in my head and heart that I want to release that I'm just going to keep flowing, really.
Yeah. And you can check all of this out at cruddymusic.bandcamp.com. So you'll find all of those tracks up there. You can listen online or purchase them, which is the better thing to do.
Why not?
Yeah.
Keeps me going.
Exactly. Yeah. Does it?
Yeah.
Dollar a track.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. All right. And so we'll play one more. Shall we play White Polka Dot Dress?
Love to. That'd be great.
Okay, great. And thanks so much for coming in, Miles.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's been great.
I'm really enjoying the project and looking forward to what comes each month.
Cool. Yeah. Excellent.
This is White Polka Dot Dress from Cruddy. Oh, that's great. That's Cruddy. That was White Polka Dot Dress. And as I said, you can check that out at cruddymusic.bandcamp.com.